2. Selden said, "Wherever do you think Wanda got such a notion?" "Come now, Harry. She had a Salvanian gecko that died, remember? One of her friends had a father who died in an accident, and she sees deaths on holovision all the time. It is impossible for any child to be so protected as not to be aware of death. Actually, I wouldn't want her to be so protected. Death is an essential part of life. She must learn that." "I don't mean death in general, Manella. I mean my death in particular. What has put that into her head?" Manella hesitated. She was very fond indeed of Harry Selden. She thought, who would not be? So how can I say this? But how could she not say this? So she said, "Harry, you yourself put it into her head."
"I?"
"Of course. You've been speaking for months of turning 60 and complaining loudly of growing old. The only reason people are setting up this party is to console you." "It's no fun turning 60," said Selden indignantly. "Wait, wait, you'll find out." "I will, if I'm lucky. Some people don't make it to 60. Just the same, if turning 60 and being old are all you talk about, you end up frightening an impressionable little girl." Selden sighed and looked troubled. "I'm sorry, but it's hard. Look at my hands. They're getting spotted, and soon they'll be gnarled. I can do hardly anything in the way of twisting any longer. A child could probably force me to my knees." "In what way does that make you different from other 60-year-olds? At least your brain is working as well as ever. How often have you said that that's all that counts?" "I know, but I miss my body." Manella said with just a touch of malice, "Especially when Dawes doesn't seem to get any older." Selden said uneasily, "Well, yes, I suppose." He looked away, clearly unwilling to talk about the matter. Manella looked at her father-in-law gravely. The trouble was, he knew nothing about children, or about people generally. It was hard to think that he had spent 10 years as first minister under the old emperor, and yet ended up knowing as little about people as he did. Of course, he was entirely wrapped up in this psychohistory of his, that dealt with quadrillions of people, which ultimately meant dealing with no people at all, as individuals. And how could he know about children when he had had no contact with any child except Rach, who had entered his life as a 12-year-old? Now he had Wanda, who was, and would probably remain to him, an utter mystery. Manella thought all this lovingly. She had the incredible desire to protect Harry Selden from a world he did not understand. It was the only point at which she and her mother-in-law, Dors Venabili, met and coalesced, this desire to protect Harry Selden. Manella had saved Selden's life 10 years before. Dors, in her strange way, had considered this an invasion of her prerogative, and had never quite forgiven Manella. Selden, in his turn, had then saved Manella's life. She closed her eyes briefly, and the whole scene returned to her, almost as though it were happening to her right now.